Welcome to the Embodied Remembrance podcast. My name is Jasmine and I am the host of this podcast. Today's episode is a little bit of a follow-on from last week's episode. The episode was called Are You Orientated to Your Suffering? And this kind of like sequence of episodes, so this episode I'm recording now that you're listening to is part one of a part two series that I'm gonna do. The second part will be out next Friday, all around rose medicine. So if you've already listened to last week's episode, you'll know that this is a little bit of a follow-on from that topic. But I've been really, really sitting with how to bring Rose in to this podcast episode. So when we are working with plant medicines, their teachings are so expansive. They're trying to kind of like pinpoint them into a, you know, a 20-minute, 30-minute episode, podcast episode, sometimes isn't as easy as it sounds, because there's this spot where it's like, how much can I bring in that is going to land for people who are listening to be able to feel and receive the wisdom of the teaching of the plant? And I had this when I was working more deeply with the mushroom medicine, and I'm finding I'm going through this same process at the moment with how do you encapsulate the wisdom of a plant so that people can receive that wisdom and get a feel for the teaching of that plant. So I've decided to actually split this into a two-part podcast. So you get part one this week and you'll get part two next week. I just want to make a little bit of a prior kind of FYI. It's very summery as I record this. The sun is shining. There are bumblebees stuck in my window. So if you can hear buzzing, we have the medicine of the bee with us. And there's also some people out doing bits and bobs in the garden next door. So if you can hear a little bit of background noise, that is what that is. So I hope it's not too overwhelming for your ears. But I thought I'd start with a little bit of a share around my journey with Rose. So if you have been around a while, you know that my journey with plant medicines has been a huge, huge part of my awakening, my journey, and also my work. So I have worked in my own personal way with a wide variety of really, really beautiful plant medicines, from ayahuasca to mushrooms to cacao to mugwort to San Pedro and rose. And I find that working with plant medicines and plant teachers and having these really powerful plant teachers can awaken us to what's already here within us. So there's this spot sometimes I think where people can get a little bit lost with plant medicines. It's like, they are going to heal me. They are going to fix me. And no plant can do that. And actually there's this thing where it can be such a disservice to the medicine, but also to ourselves, because we take our power out of ourselves and give it to a plant. Instead of coming into right relationship and reciprocal relationship with the plants that we are working with. So I really want to start with that, is no plant is going to fix you. Firstly, first and foremost, you do not need to be fixed. That is the number one. There is no part of you that needs to be fixed. But secondly, it's like, how can we keep our power? How can we hold our power and invite in and invoke the spirit and the energy and the medicine of the plant that we're choosing to work with? So these are kind of like really big foundations of when we step into working with plant medicine. Because they can be such beautiful parts of our journey, and we get to keep our power. We get to choose to stay in our bodies, to not hand our power over to a plant. Because usually if we do hand our power over to a plant or our expectations to a plant, the only route it will tend to take is to disappointment. So one of the things I really teach when I like host journeys with plants is about coming into a reciprocal relationship with plants and with the plant that you're working with. And, you know, this podcast is in the run-up to the first rose journey that I am guiding women on. So this is something that we will be speaking into on that journey. Because we get to bring in the medicine of rose into our bodies, or any medicine, and receive its teachings and allow it to work on us and for us and still stay in our power. And that's the really, that I just want to start this there. I want to start this podcast at that, with that point. So, rose. I'm going to start with my own journey, and then we're going to see where it goes from there. Because as I say, this is quite an expansive topic, and I do not want to do a disservice to this gorgeous plant, this gorgeous flower. So I began training with rose back in October of 2023 as part of a wider training that I was on at the time. And rose has been a big part of my journey for years and years and years, and she has always shown up in ways that have been very quiet, very present in the background. But she's always been such a deep, deep part of my journey and a big part of what has awoken in me over many years. And it wasn't until October where I realised how much of a journey that we'd already been on together, and when I really started to awaken to, oh, she's always been here in some form or another. She's always been a part of my work in some form or another, but very quietly. Like, kind of in the background, but a rose is never in the background. But she's just this very ever-present kind of being, this sentient being, because plant medicines, plants themselves are sentient. So it wasn't really until October where I really awoke to the medicine of rose and began to, essentially it's called a dieta or a dieta, where you essentially sit with the medicine for a set amount of time, so over a time period, where you journey with her, where you meditate with her, where you bring ritual into your life with her. You like with rose, it was drinking lots of rose tea during the day and really being present to the process of being with rose in that way. And it was one of these journeys that really It woke me up to the areas in my life where I was historically closing to life. The parts of me that were not able to soften, that were kind of frozen in fear, this hard, like, shell of freeze. And she gave me the space to soften. And this is the thing that's really beautiful about Rose, and this is why I'm such an advocate for, like, micro-medicines, so microdosing with mushrooms as well, is because when we come into relationship with these more subtle medicines, they actually serve to support our nervous system from a very foundational and grounded level. They actually serve your nervous system in a way where the larger, more kind of cathartic, big experiences that can sometimes occur with plant medicine journeys, and I'm all here for those as well when the time is right. But there's something so precious and so powerful about how subtle Rose is for our systems as a whole. And the way she works is it's almost like she weaves her magic in a way where any area, she's a heart medicine. Let's go there as well. She's a heart medicine. You know, Rose is a medicine that grows pretty much everywhere in the world. Not on all in all countries, in all areas, but she grows pretty globally. So she holds the energy of heart medicine for the world. She is a heart medicine for the whole world. And the way that she works is so beautiful in the sense that she will kind of just very softly start to soften anywhere within you that is closed off from the world, is hardened. Areas within yourself that maybe hold a lot of grief but you've not been able to access for whatever reason, just gently start to come alive and start to release. And it's in a way that is so gentle and so tender. There's no, like, you know, the way that she opens you is not this aggressive open. If you think about how a rose opens, so soft, slow and steady. It's this beautiful opening. And this is what she does for us. So she takes us on this journey within ourselves of kind of highlighting and making us aware of any areas that are calling for our attention, any areas in our lives that are calling for her to tend to and for you to tend to. And this is the thing, it's this, like, coming into, like, reciprocal relationship, is you are working together. She's not doing the work for you, but she is there, she's highlighting what's there, and she actually allows you space to be with what is. Because Rose is a natural relaxant, she naturally starts to put our bodies in a slightly more rested space. So if you're journeying with Rose, if you're using Rose essential oils, if you've got a rose candle on, if you've got, like, scented roses in your garden, if you're in, like, drinking rose tea, etc., and you're bringing her essence into your field, into your body, she begins to create this space for you to relax. And when we are in a more rested state, that means that our nervous system isn't set to survival. It's not as braced, or it's not braced for action as it maybe usually is. So that gives you space to begin to repattern areas of your life, areas of your experience. Maybe that's your current reality or the past that is presenting in your reality now. It gives that you space to rewrite what's there, to soften around the parts of you that may or may not have had the opportunity to take down the armor in the past. You know, we've all had moments in our lives where we've had to have our armor on. And the beauty of Rose is she asks you to soften, but she can also ask you and invite into your awareness, where do you maybe require more boundaries? Where does Rose, where in your life are more boundaries required? Because she works on balance. If you're in this state of like full softness and kind of like, you know, softness can tip over into collapsedness. If we aren't aware of our own boundaries and our own, you know, our own needs, the collapsedness can be the collapsedness of boundaries. So she asks you to invoke your boundaries, and you know that's where the medicine of the thorn and the stem come in. But then if you are really boundaried, like, you know, when I say really boundaried, it's the boundary that's got the electric fence in front of it, the barbed wire at the top and the broken glass to keep people climbing over, for keeping people and life from getting in. Then she has a really, really beautiful way of bringing that into balance for you. She brings that into balance and asks you to soften. Because Rose is about balance. Rose is about the integrated self. The integration of both light and dark aspects within the self. Rose asks you to begin to notice where you're hiding. And she asks for you to step into the light, to fully be seen. You know, have you ever seen a rose hide? She has a beautiful way of gifting us the teachings that are available for us on our own personal journey. And if you are someone who is really, really, really good in maybe the darker aspects of life, then she is going to invite you into the lighter aspects. She's going to ask you to orientate towards joy, towards pleasure, towards play. If you run a pattern of everything has to be hard in life, she will invite you into exploring what more ease looks like within your life. So that's just a little bit of a snippet, a little bit of a share of how she's kind of worked me. But she's essentially like really guided me and supported me, to me personally, because I am very, very good at the grit of life. You know, I have always, orientated more into the darker aspects of the human experience and felt very at home in kind of shadow work and all of these. And that's one of the reasons why I am so skilled at guiding women to the depths that I do, because I know firsthand what it is to be in those spaces, but also because yeah, there's a comfort there. You know, sometimes what can happen when we've had a lot of challenge in life is that in essence can sometimes feel safer on the system, even if it doesn't feel good. There's a familiarity there. So she's done this really beautiful thing where she's reorientated me away from that kind of like the grit and that kind of like sitting in suffering into a more space where there's never any opportunity to bypass, because life, and if you haven't listened to last week's episode, this kind of like ties in to that a little. But she's given that kind of space to really, really awaken to the fact that, you know, it's okay. You have permission to feel ease and joy and to awaken this sense of thriving. Because sometimes what can happen is, even if our environment is essentially one of thriving, if we don't feel that in ourselves, if we are caught in the trap of survival, it doesn't matter what you're experiencing, etc. You know, one of the things that they like can happen is like some of the most successful people in the world are caught in a loop of survival, which is why they're so successful, is because they're terrified of stopping because they're scared it'll all disappear or whatever. So, you know, it's one of these things that can kind of like, it doesn't make sense logically and it doesn't need to. But that sense of survival, or that like grappling for survival, can sometimes be like so deeply ingrained in our systems, because there were times in our life where we had to survive, that sometimes we have to have the space to defrost that part that's still frozen in survival, so that we can then reorientate to that. And the way that what Way of the Rose, my group immersion, is about like tending to the parts of us that have been in survival or are more comfortable with the darker aspects, and beginning to reorientate you towards like more ease, more resource, more spaciousness within your life, so that you can step away from this depth of feeling like the only option is for you to survive, as opposed to having the opportunity to thrive, which is why it's so beautiful. And that's one of the really beautiful things about kind of bringing the tools of embodiment that I teach with the medicine of the rose, because it allows and creates space and opportunity for both. And this is what is going to be part of Way of the Rose group immersion, and I'll pop everything in the show notes for Way of the Rose if you are interested. And we are starting on the 2nd of June. Another way that the rose works with you and for you and in service to you is she works with the feminine wisdom centers of the body. So I'm talking womb, throat, heart, breasts, the full pelvic bowl. She is inherently a plant. You know, I'm speaking to her as if she is a woman. You know, the energy, the rose is feminine. She is like a feminine plant spirit, and she really awakens us to these aspects and the energetic aspects of our body. And when we are working, you know, with our nervous system and the body as a whole, when we are women, we cannot bypass these parts of ourselves. These are our wisdom centers. You know, everything is born from woman. Everything. It's a fact. There's no getting around it. And the female body, you know, I talk so much about how everything is within you. The wisdom that you are looking for and seeking is within you. And rose medicine is that continual remembrance of that, because she brings us back to these centers in the body. You know, we hold so much power in our bodies, women. So much power. And that power lives in our pelvic bowl, in our heart, in our breasts, in our throat. You know, there's this current of energy that awakens through our root and rises through the body. That awakens through our body. And she is this continual reminder of that. She reminds us of the power that we hold within us. And she gives us the opportunity to ground into that power. That soft power that every woman holds, that we may need to take time to unearth, but she gives us the opportunity to unearth that and awaken it within our systems. And another kind of teaching of Rose, and this is the one I'm going to, this is going to be the final teaching of Rose for this episode. And then I'm going to add next week, I'm going to do a episode a little bit more on the history of Rose and how it's kind of been used and supported the human race through the ages. It's a really beautiful share story to kind of also bring in. One of the things that is really, really like potent about Rose and her teachings is Rose is a very high vibrational plant. High vibrational flower. And I say this with a total resistance to the high vibe, low vibe narrative that comes through in spiritual circles. I'm so adverse to that because it just doesn't support anyone. And yet what I find when working with Rose is, because you are bringing something with such a like strong vibration into your field, that there are certain aspects within your life that naturally start to shift because of this. Because Rose has a really powerful way of awakening you to your worth and what you're available for. And I include what you're available for in how you speak to and treat yourself. And she does this in a really gentle way, and it's not this like, get rid of everything, like, you know, reject everything that's low vibe in your life. It's nothing like that. But she offers this space and almost this invitation for you to begin to inquire more deeply around what you are and are not available for in your life. Because when you are consciously coming into relationship with something that has such a high vibrational essence within her, then you are essentially bringing and receiving that yourself. So there has to be this kind of like point of curiosity where you're like, oh, okay, that pattern of behavior, I'm worth better, like I'm worthy of more. I'm worthy of something that feels far more supportive and nourishing for me. And I found this in my own personal journey with her. She's like really awakened me to a few areas, a few like really quiet aspects in my life that were slightly self-deprecating. Is that the word? Yes. And it's been this really beautiful invitation into why is that there? where's that come from? Where was that born from? But also it's been that really powerful, like, where are we moving from here? Because we can't stay in this pattern any longer. So she really asks you to attune to what it is that you are available for. And she opens her arms, essentially, for you to explore what you are and are no longer available for. So this is a really kind of like gentle dive into a little bit about Rose and her frequency and her wisdom teachings. There is still like, her teachings are as expansive and as infinite as the petals of a rose. So there's so much more there. There's so much more of her teachings that I could go on and on and on for. But I want to pause there for today. And what I will do next week is I'll speak a little bit more into the history or her story of rose medicine and how it's been used in the past in feminine spiritual lineages, but also how it's been used to support health, the physical benefits, and yeah, a little bit more of the grounded wisdom there as well. So I hope that this has been something that's kind of like, oh, maybe piqued your curiosity a little bit with rose. And if you are interested in the Way of the Rose group immersion, we are gathering online. So it's an online 6-week immersion running from the 2nd of June to the 13th of July. I'll pop the link for the group immersion in the show notes. And I will also, I have one space open for this journey in a one-to-one capacity as well, so I'll pop the link to both in the show notes for you. And then if you have any questions, feel free to reach out over via my website or over Instagram. And I hope that this has sparked your curiosity a little bit more with the soft, sensual power that is rose medicine.